With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is extending an opportunity to meet with North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-un, even though overtures have gone unanswered so far. The president shared his thoughts on it on board Air Force One flying to Japan.
I haven't mentioned it. I haven't said anything, but I'd love to meet with him if he'd like to meet. I got along great with Kim Jong-un. I liked him. He liked me. If he wants to meet, I'll be in South Korea.
Meanwhile, a trade deal in South Korea may not be quite ready just yet, even though the president has been working hard on that. Having departed Malaysia, the president now in Japan.
This is a high-stakes visit for Japan. Tokyo will want to reaffirm that its defense alliance with Washington remains solid in an increasingly unstable region. President Trump is expected to push Japan to shoulder more security costs. He's also looking for greater access to Japan's agriculture and car markets, while Sanae Takaichi hopes to attract American investment and protect key domestic industries. For Ms. Takaichi, a protege of the late former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who built a famously close rapport with Donald Trump, this is as much a test of personal diplomacy as policy.
That's BBC's Shaima Halil. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable cruise missile, moving closer to deploying it. According to President Vladimir Putin, speaking with reporters, President Trump said that Putin needs to correct his priorities if he wants to win peace and better cooperation with the international community.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either, by the way. He ought to get the war ended. A war that should have taken 1 week is now in its soon fourth year. That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
The Burevestnik missile, which has been in development for years now, reportedly covered 8,700 miles in a key test. Last week on Wall Street, it's the stock values that are soaring. The Dow up 257 points right now. The Nasdaq up 375. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in the U.S., correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zoran Mamdani wins New York City's mayoral race next month, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor. But his election would also shatter another long-standing norm that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani is a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians and has described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Optimism over the prospects for a U.S.-China trade deal are boosting Wall Street, which is poised to add to last week's records. Chip makers are doing their part. NVIDIA is up 2.5%, while Micron jumped 4.1%. Markets also will be focused on another heavy slate of corporate earnings this week and what's expected to be another quarter-point interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday. Keurig Dr. Pepper gained 3.7% after the beverage company topped Wall Street's third-quarter profit forecasts and issued strong guidance. Google and Meta, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon all report their latest quarterly results this week. President Trump will meet with Chinese President Xi this week in South Korea. Referring to a trade agreement, Mr. Trump says, "I think we're going to come away with a deal." I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.